The internet's favorite radio station, Cyber Station USA.
And you are back here with Citywide Blackout here on Cyber Station USA, bringing the best of your local music. I'm your host, Max Bowen, and this program is brought to you in part by The Noise Magazine. For the past 28 years, The Noise has been covering New England rock through in-depth articles, reviews of new CDs and live shows, and a list of what's at the top of the rock radio charts. With sections like Rita and Lolita and 5, 10, 15, 20, this is a magazine that stands out from all others in its coverage of the local music scene. You can find this and much more in the pages of The Noise, available in print at locations all across Boston and New England. And for more info, you can check out www.thenoise-boston.com. That is www.thenoise-boston.com. Well, welcome back, folks. We've got another great show for you today. Hope you all had a great Halloween. And my guest today is John Bahida. John, thank you for joining us, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to meet you, Max.
All right. Now, why don't we start off with the most immediate news, your upcoming shows, both at TT and the Bears?
That's true. November 12th, TT's, which is a Thursday night. It's a CD release party for a friend of mine, a band called Mercy James Gang. And looking forward to that. I believe we're going to have a surprise number where we all join forces and get on stage together. That's Thursday. Come on out. It's always an entertaining show. And they've cleaned up TT's a bit.
They have, huh? I was actually in there last Saturday. It's well put together.
I was in there recently as we did a Robert Palmer tribute at TT's
nice.
For Halloween. And we had a blast. We've just been having a series of really nice shows at TT, so looking forward to that one. Yes, the 12th, Mercy James Gang.
All right. And the 24th?
24th, we're playing at a venue we've never played, the Enormous Room, actually, in Central Square.
The Enormous Room.
Above Central Kitchen. I guess it's an ironic name because it's not an enormous room, it turns out.
But Liars.
Yeah. I got an email from my buddy Gary, who books the joint, and he said, we're doing music on Tuesdays at the Enormous Room, and I always want to play new venues. So it's a band called Ice Dragon opening up, some friends of mine. Then it's My Airport and The Invisible Rays, Tuesday night, November 24th, Central Square, the Enormous Room.
Despite the fact that it is not, in fact, enormous.
It's not enormous, although I've been there, and I don't remember it being particularly small. So
it's kind of like the medium-sized room, maybe.
Yeah.
It's the you know, kind of big room, but not really enormous.
If they're really trying to be ironic, it's not really working, because it's not particularly tiny or enormous.
But there's really not much selling point behind the, medium-sized room. It doesn't pack the same marketing punch.
That's true. I'm just glad to be playing there.
There you go, right?
And I do want to mention, if anybody from the Albany, New York area is listening, very excited, December 5th at Valentine's in Albany. We'll be playing with the Neighborhoods, legendary Boston rockers, at Valentine's. And they haven't played Albany for about 18 years. And I fell in love with the Hoods in Albany. So we're very, very excited about that show.
All right. Now, speaking of CD releases, you yourself are working on some solo material.
I have an album that's kind of a secret album that's just been, it's been done for a little while now via Paul Coldery's internet site. It's campstreetstudios.com, and I have three EPs available for download with four songs each. So there's 12 tunes, and it really sounds phenomenal, and I believe each EP is $2 a pop, which is so cheap, and I did bring you a six-song sampler of that. So if anyone is interested, I would encourage them to go to the campstreetstudios.com.
All right. Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about these new EPs?
Yeah, well, I was approached by Camp Street, and they said, this was, kind of at the tail end of the Rudd's run. And they said, well, what's going on with the Rudd's? I said, not a lot. We kind of reached this point of inertia. And they said, well, why don't we make a solo record? Just come on in and let's work on some tunes. And which was good news for me, because I certainly can't afford to record with Paul Coldery. So Adam Taylor, his right-hand man, I believe I sent him 30 or so tunes, and he selected 11 or 12 that he thought would be good, and we just got to work on them. And I brought in people that I knew, they brought in people that they knew, I made a lot of new friends, and we managed to have a blast and make a really nice sounding album, which it's you can't hold it in your hands. Well, actually, you can hold them in your hands, because if you spend the $2, you get artwork and the whole nine.
There you go.
It's a modern world we live in.
It's a crazy world we live in.
Yeah.
Now, is this your first solo work?
It is indeed. The Rudds have released 2 CDs. Mm-hmm. This is my first solo record. It's not going under the International Airport name, but we have a ton of material also, so we're thinking about recording as well, just to keep up the pace with releases and all that.
But. There you go. Now doing the solo work versus doing the band work, whole different beast, right?
A little bit.
Yeah.
As far as working with Paul and Adam, you know, they're very opinionated and they have good musical ideas, and I'm open to suggestions anyway, and I like to bring in the tunes, but I think that's the beauty of working with other people, is they come up with things that you don't think of and make you sound even better. So yeah, I'm flexible to work in all sorts of different types of situations, and I like both.
Cool. All right. What's different about this new stuff?
Well, it's a reflection of what I do, and I think even the Rudds were pretty true to the fact that I never stick to one particular genre, even. I jump all over the map musically. So the album is no different in that respect.
Okay.
I think perhaps towards the end of the Rudds, I was bringing in material that maybe they didn't deem as catchy or commercial, perhaps. Because I think there could have been the idea that the Rudds were going for it or trying to make it or whatever. At least maybe some people had that idea. And I was always of the mind, well, let's just do all kinds of music and have fun. So maybe this recording is a little bit more diverse, I suppose.
All right.
And maybe a little less, maybe it's a little more somber, although there's a good deal of humor on the record also, but it's kind of a breakup record. I was going through a breakup at the time, so there are some sad numbers, although I'm hardly morose.
So it's got, you know, like some of the good, some of the bad mixed together.
It's interesting.
All right.
You'll have to give it a listen.
Oh, well, we will later on.
Yes.
Most definitely. And do you see yourself doing more solo stuff down the road, or is this kind of like a one-shot deal?
You know, my whole idea is I never have a real game plan.
Yeah.
I mean, here's my plan. Hang around and wait for Paul Coldery to call me, you know? So if somebody else wants to record me, I will, you know? I never have this grand design. My design is just to keep writing and performing and taking that part of it extremely seriously, putting on great shows and being entertaining, and the rest all seems to fall into place.
There you go. Well,
you know,
it's definitely kind of hard to have a plan, especially in music, because things keep on shifting.
Exactly.
All the time. You never know.
And the other thing is you wind up meeting these people and they join your group and you didn't even know who they were, but now they're in your band and they have recording equipment, and everybody seems to have recording equipment these days that sounds pretty good, you know. So you can do all sorts of independent releases also, and I'm open to everything.
Yeah.
As Brett Rosenberg, my friend from the Rudd, says, I'll do anything.
Anything, eh?
I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Yeah, that's a really like an almost a cryptic statement to make.
Let's just put it in context of musically.
Musically. See, but even then it's still very wide-ranging.
That's true.
Anything for what? Anything to do a show? What's anything?
Right.
Play with anyone?
Everybody has their price. Mine's about $12.
It's a reasonable price.
Sure.
All right. Well, speaking of the new stuff, we're going to take a little break and play a track from this. This is Soul So Tight.
This is an up-tempo number.
Very nice.
Talking so much that I can't
All right, that was Soul So Tight from John Bahida, his new solo work available from campstreetstudios.com. EPs are $2 a piece.
Yes.
There's three of them. Go download them. You have no excuse. It's that cheap.
You know, listening to that, it's reminding me the players and who was on that and all the help I had. It was wonderful. These people just dropping by to help out. And that was Andrea Gillis duetting with me, who was in the Rudds and is such a great singer. I always wanted to do a duet with her in the Rudds, and finally we were able to do that. The percussionist on that track, named Steve Smith, who actually played on Madonna's Ray of Light album. Ian Kennedy on violin. Pete Caldez from The Gentleman in the Gravel Pit on drums. Tony Gaddis playing terrific guitar. Little Lindsey Buckingham-esque thing there at the end. And just so many helping hands and mouths and feet.
And mouths and feet and, you know, spines and spleens and appendixes and this and that.
All that. All that. Medulla oblongatas.
Ooh, can't forget that.
Right, you need that, I guess. I don't know what that is.
All right. John, I was actually giving your site a look, and one thing that I kind of saw kind of caught my eye, I want to talk about that. One of the things you mentioned is that, well, you do have a lot of influences in your work, that those don't seem to really matter so much anymore. Could you kind of explain that?
Well, in the past couple years, I truly feel like I've perhaps finally developed my own sort of voice and style. And I find, and it's just happened sort of naturally, you know, people don't, even at shows, they don't seem to come up to me now and say, hey, man, you remind me of this or that, or that one sounded like this or that. It's, mm-hmm. And I think I've absorbed all the influence now, and now I hope at least that some of my own personality and style is coming through more so than just what you see I wear on my sleeve or what have you.
There you go. Was that kind of like the goal from the beginning, to eventually be your own sound?
I think that's the goal of any musician's life, is to finally people recognize you for, you know, for what you bring to the table.
Okay.
And those influences will always be with me naturally, but yeah, I don't know. It's just something I thought maybe it happened, and I hope has.
hope everyone else feels the same way, huh?
Right. But you know, if they happen to say, "Boy, that reminded me of Prince," I certainly won't take it as an insult. I love Prince.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Although probably not like the first thing like people, you know, people would think, I'd imagine.
Well, I'm taller than him, but
yeah, hair is different too.
A little different, although I think he had this hair for a while in the 90s.
All right. Another thing that I caught on the side was actually reading up on the Rudds.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tony Gaddis, mm-hmm. Brett Rosenberg, Andrea Gillis, Nathan Logos, and David Lieb.
Dave Lieb.
All right. Now, you formed those guys shortly after you came to Boston, right?
Well, by the end of the Rudd's run, although we play, and when this, you know, we're playing at the Lizard Lounge tonight.
No kidding.
As a matter of fact.
That's right. Yeah, so get out there. Lizard
come on
Lounge.
Out. I mean, I think we're on probably 11 or so. And,
all right.
Looking forward to that. But anyway, by the end of our run, Brett was the only original member besides myself. So when Brett moved to Nashville, it really had seemed like, you know, some of the wind was out of our sails there, and I was the only remaining member. The original band were a different band that made the first record, and mm-hmm. I have fond memories of that group too, but I guess I was in Boston for about a year before things started to sort of come together, and the Rudds came together. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so when you like came to Boston, was that like always the plan to kind of like, you know, like reform the Rudds?
I was always envious of my brother who went to Berkeley, and when I was a teenager, I just seemed like, wow, how do you do that? How do you get to Boston? Oh, it's such a big city, and my brother's so cool, and then you know, later in my life, I was 34 when I moved to Boston. And 2010 will mark a decade that I've been here. So you do the math. But Albany, New York is where I'm from, and there are just a handful of places to play. And I met a gal, and she really made it all happen. moving here. And I knew some of the bands from Boston because they would play Albany. And so I thought, well, instead of moving to New York where I don't really know anybody, Boston always seemed to have this nice supportive vibe and scene. And that's proven itself, you know, with the help I've gotten from musicians like Ed Velasquez and Mike Gent and all those people. They've basically just showcased me when I got into town and said, hey, open up for our bands. You know? And they're like, wow. So I do love Boston. It's great.
All right. What do you notice about the scene here that was different from when you came from Albany?
What's different? Everyone's older.
Well, there is. No kidding.
It seems to be less clicky. Yeah. It seems like more scenes are interweaving with other scenes. Like the other night when we did the Robert Palmer tribute, there were people from Campaign for Real Time and the Mean Creek Band and you know, the group that I had put together had members of the Upper Crust, and it was like this nice, and everybody was aware of each other. So maybe that goes hand in hand with the demise of the record industry or whatever, but it's just like anything goes. Yeah. I think now it's like anything goes. The guys from Session Americana, which is like roots Americana music, they're bringing in all sorts of people from like the Everyday Visuals and myself, and that can only be a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about, hopefully it's getting to be about music now, you know, good music.
We certainly hope so,
or
right?
Or bad music, whatever.
Okay, good music, bad music. Yeah. You know what? As long as it's music, right?
You call that music?
That's not music. This is music. Do you ever like get that from people who go to your shows? Like the very wide range of responses. People say, "Oh, this is really awesome." People say, "Oh, this is crap."
Well, I was talking to one of my buddies, and he said one thing that he always hates to hear is you can tell someone really doesn't love you when they say this. You look like you're having a lot of fun up there.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, yeah, gee, thanks. And then there's a couple other ones. This is a tip for anybody who goes to see a band and you really don't like them, but you need to say something positive. You can say, I think there's two things. Sick set. You can say that.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can say, you guys are tight. And that kind of gets you off the hook.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, we're gonna take a little. We're about midway through the show, so we're gonna take a little break for the Blackout Report, where we see some of the shows happening right here in Boston. We're gonna start over at the All Asia Bar in 334 Mass Ave, and that on a Friday the 13th. They got a big show then. Actually, they got Trace Bundy, Bucky O'Hare, Dad Fight, Stereo Flies, Adam and the Waxman, and more bands to be determined. That's at 6 p.m., $6 show, $10 if you're 18 or over. And on the 14th, they got, again, this is at 8 p.m., they got Leon Ready, El Fuego, Spanish for fire, as they so proudly proclaim. those who see them and think, the hell is El Fuego?
And Leon Ready is Helen Reddy's son.
Ooh.
That's not true.
We're just messing with you folks.
Yeah.
Anyway, they also got a Crush Club and a Z Exit Plan. That's at 8 p.m. It's a $6 show. Again, $10 if you're 18 or over. Charging more for the older folks. Unfair.
Yeah. We're broke, too.
We've all got no money. We're all poor. You can find more info about that at www.allasiabar.com. We're going to move on to the Paradise Rock Club over at 967 Com Ave. Over on the 14th, they got the Jesus Lizard with Animal Hospital. That's at 8 p.m. That's an 18-plus show.
They're doing rabies shots, I heard, that night. Bring your kitty.
You bring your kitty. Or just, you know, come for yourself if you need it.
Maybe the Jesus Lizard probably needs some rabies shots, too. I've heard stories about those guys. David Yao. Yeah, look out.
Nice. And then on the 15th, this is at 6 p.m., it's an all-ages show. They've got Honor Society and Esme Denters. And that's you can find more information on that at www.thedice.com. That's thedice.com. And then we're going to come down to Quincy, where we're actually broadcasting from. 1546 Hancock Street over to Bad Abbots on the 13th. They have Gunpowder and Lead. And I'm not going to make the joke about that being an explosive combination.
Yeah, keep your eye on just lame. Keep your eye on the exits as soon as you get
there. Exactly. Fire alarms. We'll make sure they're working. That's at 9:15. Find more information about that on badhabits.com. And if you got a show that you want promoted, you can shoot me an email over at citywidemax@yahoo.com. That's CITYWIDEMAX@yahoo.com. You can also find me on MySpace, where with everyone else.
Or just come up to the window.
You really can. I mean, we've got a window here. It's open. You can come on. Just like rap on the glass. We'll let you in. You can talk about your show. We record every Saturday at 2 p.m.
You're in trouble now.
Yes, I am, but that's okay. I don't mind it. And so find me also on MySpace under the name Citywide Blackout. We got photos from shows. You got recordings of shows. We got a picture of me if you feel like, you know, losing your lunch. A little bio on the host. So check it out. Shoot me an email if you want to come on down. And that is the end of the Blackout Report. And we're back with my guest, John Pajada, who's snapping a very flashy pose for the cameras, which there are none.
Now you tell me.
You know, I was told there would be cameras. You know, this being like a radio show, I thought.
Oh, well, that's okay. I'll stick around still anyway.
All right. Now, one thing we haven't talked about is your other endeavor, the John Pajada International Airport.
Right.
Why don't you give us a few words about those guys?
Well, once the Ruds stopped playing live, for the most part, although we've done a couple shows recently, played a wedding, played Peter Moore and Sarah Rabdow's wedding, ton of fun. And anyway, I needed a band. And
don't we all?
I needed a band and I needed an airport. So I thought, why not combine them both? It's I sort of adopted this band. There's a band in Boston called The Globs, and I work with some of those guys, and I like their band a lot. And I was in need of a group, and I said, hey, can you guys back me up? And they said, okay. And of course, everybody that plays with me always says the same thing. We can just do two or three shows. But then they stick with me for about a decade.
Oh.
So it's basically my new band, and we do perform some Rudd songs, but I have an ever-growing catalog of songs, and basically if people want to know what I'm up to, this is my new band, and it's a real band, and I take it seriously as I took the Rudds, and it's a cool group. We've had a good show after good show, seemingly, and lots of new music. So, come on out. And as we always say, fasten your sick bag.
A very dark omen, to be sure.
No, we're really not. We won't make you sick, I hope. We're just trying to be funny.
It could be a very good gimmick, though.
Yeah, we could have merch, sick bag merch.
There you go. You could actually sell sick bags before the shows.
This is great, man. We're brainstorming.
There you go. See, you come to the show, you get wasted. You know, you're like bob your head to the music, all these things, right. Oh, I don't feel so good,
right? Where's that $10 sick bag?
This is all good ideas.
Yeah,
you could sell like mops or something like that. You can clean up after yourself. And
yeah, what else do they give you on airlines, you know, on the flight?
Those stupid little cushions that don't actually work.
Oh, cushions.
They say that this can be used as a flotation device.
Yeah,
I never want to actually try that.
Wow. And well, I could say something rather crude, but I won't.
Oh, that's no fun.
Well, I would say then women could sit on my face. No, I mean, if my face was on the cushion.
Yeah, I could try.
And the fellas, too. I mean, all right, let's go on.
Let's just go on. You know, yeah. Stop saying stuff that's going to, like, you know, get us slapped. All right. Now, we're actually coming to about the end of the show.
Very good. You know, this will give me time to get home and to email all those people that the show is not airing when I told them it was going to air.
Don't.
Whoops.
Don't. Oh, well. And as a quick little reminder, the upcoming shows. The 12th over TT and the Bears.
Yes.
And the
24th
over at
Enormous Room.
At the maybe not quite aptly named Enormous Room.
I'm going to email you the day after the show and let you know how enormous it is.
You'll see how enormous it is. Yeah. Like, get some photos, because it's really enormous. It's such a vague concept.
Right, exactly.
You can almost say that the studio is enormous. It's not.
No.
But compared to like a shoebox, right. Sure.
Yep, it would be.
Or maybe compared to an airport.
Not enormous at all.
Not even close, right?
December 5th, yep. with the Neighborhoods in Albany, New York. And tonight only with Brett Rosenberg, Ruds are going to reunite and rock the Lizard Lounge with Jenny D and the Delinquents.
Okay, so after you get through listening to the show, go down to the Lizard Lounge. You get time. Show's at 6:30. They're on at 11.
I think around 11.
Around 11, so you got plenty of time. Get down there. Check them out.
Yeah.
That's an order.
All right.
All right. And if folks want to learn more about your music, where can they go?
Oh, visit me at myspace.com/John Pohida International Airport. Not the John Pohida, just John Pohida International Airport. I do have a .com, which I never update, but there's music on there.
There you go.
And you can find me all over the My Face and the Space Books.
All right. We're going to end with a little music, since I know that that's what you guys all came for.
Mm-hmm.
This is off the Rudd CD.
Get the Femulin Hang On.
Get the Femulin Hang On.
Let's play something great.
I was just going to hit that.
And that is something great.
It is something great. Okay. This has been Citywide Blackout. I'm your host, Max Bowen. Remind you to keep those ears open.
Thanks, Max.
Thank you.